All right, so again, we're talking to Ahmad Thomas, assistant coach at VCU, GW alum, and Hargrave alum. So first of all, Ahmad, I mean, you know, just winning the A-10 tournament yesterday, and then getting into the NCAA tournament. What was yesterday and the past few days like for you?
You feel like a little kid because it's something that you dream of doing with your family, your brothers, your sisters, and we had a moment that a lot of teams don't get a chance to experience. And hats off to our guys. I mean, last year we got the confetti dropped on us twice during the game and actually after the game. And we had some of those guys back last year that sat and had to sit through that and experience that moment. So once, we got our guys back this summer, we looked up in our practice facility every day. And if you look on there and you do your history of VCU, it's not many years of missing the NCAA consecutive. And, we weren't going to be one of those teams either. And, they did it. They listened to the cheat code, which is the scouts, and locked in for 3 days. And it paid off. And it showed, it helps when you have an experienced group. And they showed it.
Obviously this is a busy time of year for coaches, for players. In a week span, you're going to have played a conference tournament, 3 games in a conference tournament, have to travel back home and then travel all the way out to Denver, to play BYU in the altitude and everything. So, what is this turnaround? What's it like for coaches and players, in particular?
It's tough, but it's also, it's part of it. Like today, we just met with the guys, went over the scout just to have something in there. And now we're just a waiting process to see actually when we will leave tomorrow and win on NCAA. But, it's the group that we have, and they're just so poised. This year we was fortunate enough to go to New Mexico and play in Vegas. So the altitude isn't as much as it is in Denver, but you get a peak of it because of the time change, the long flight over and whatnot. So, it kind of helps. And, those guys, I think they're prepared because our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Rusey, does a wonderful job with them to prepare them for situations like this. And, they take care of their bodies. They're in the gym now. I'm literally watching them right there in the gym, and most of them are sitting there getting in treatment and hygiene because, they just know they want it and they know what, how special this group can be.
Yeah, certainly, certainly the case. Like I said, quick turnaround and everything like that. How much film have you guys gotten to watch on BYU so far, and what's you guys, initial take on the matchup?
I think it's going to be a good matchup. Coach Odom had an opportunity to play those guys when he's at Utah State, and familiar with them. The guys saw just a snippet of their personnel of who these guys are, just to have in their process of who they'll be guarding and what they like to do. A team that likes to shoot a lot of threes and, that you overhelp, they know how to kick the one more. And in the Big 12, it's a, big time league, with Houston, Kansas, and all those guys. And, they've won some good games in that league. They have a percentage of turning the ball over, we have to be poised and do what we do that has us being number one and effective defensively, right now in the country. Or, we have to move the ball. We have to, play VCU basketball. We do that. We'll be playing, just not Thursday, but Saturday as well.
Hey, we're talking to the GW alum and Hard Rave alum, Ahmad Thomas, assistant coach for VCU. The Rams getting ready to take on BYU in the first round of the NCAA tournament on Thursday. So as we mentioned, I mean, you know, you're a GW alum, Hard Rave alum as well. When you think about the memories of playing at those two places, you know, what are some of your favorite memories?
I think my favorite memory will probably be would probably say the district tournament game, Franklin County against William Fleming, my senior year with Thomas Carbonet coach. And that was, you know, a conference tournament there game for us basically in a way. And, you know, to have the success we did that year, you know, we fell short in the state tournament, but you know, just to see, you know, that thing come back home, because Patrick Henry had been kicking our butts for years, and they were on the top. And you know, prior to that, you know, it was still a thing when Fleming, every now and then they had Troy Daniels, but like the years with GW with Ridge and JC or Nick Barber, those guys, and on, like, they paved the way for guys like during my year, because we were able to see them. So what they did prior to us being there made people, you know, want to beat GW, and you know, and it was special to do it with, you know, that group that we had. And then even at Hargrave, you know, like, Hargrave is a special place, you know, not everybody can take on that. Like, you meet some of your closest friends, guys that you're gonna put in your wedding someday, and you know, we, that group from Hargrave, like, we talk damn near probably every day, and it was a bond that can't be broken. I mean, A.W. Hamilton, like, he did a tremendous job of bringing us together, and you know, we had McDonald's All-American top 100 kids on there, and nobody had egos. Everybody had one thing, and it was to win. Lost in the final four in three overtimes, and you know, like, it was one hell of a game. And the best time of my life, you know, like, transitioning into Hargrave, you know, could have went somewhere right out of GW, but wasn't mature enough, and Hargrave, you know, actually helped me become better, and went to Asheville, and you know, the rest is history. Like, people say, you can Google me, you know, and I mean, you can type my name in, and some good facts will come up. And you know, the end of the end, but aside, my name should be Winner, because I think I won a lot of games in my life.
You did.
I don't think I'm going to stop.
That's I mean, you're certainly carrying that on into coaching as well. I was actually going to ask you, you know, because you played, you know, under Coach Carr at GW and then under Coach Hamilton at Hargrave. I mean, how did that? How do you think that, playing for those guys, how do you think that's helped you transition into coaching?
I've them been best friends. It was one of a kind, because before Coach Harden got the job, AW was coming to GW because of CJ Barksdale. And he would always talk to me. And, you know, I'm like, I mean, me knowing what Hargrave was, it was one of those things like, oh, those are for the big time guys. You know, I wasn't big time at all. You know, I was just a guy that just never, I never worked on my game, nothing. My thing was on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I would go down to the city auditorium with the older guys and get beat up on. And every now and then on a weekend, play at Green Street Park with the boys and get beat up on some more. And that was it. Coach Carr came in and, like, had already been in the world and disciplined us, you know, the workout, the weight room, the getting up your shots. And all that did was transition into Coach Hamilton. You know, what he did at Hargrave is what Coach Carr did at GW at the time. And it was just your norm. Like, you know, when you're used to waking up 6 in the morning every day, and all of a sudden you have a routine, like, that's just what it was. Like, that's our routine. And it's just like this now. Like, you know, right now with what we have with this coaching world, how it is because of, quote unquote, the transfer portal and recruiting and stuff now, like, nothing changes. You know, like, these guys here at VCU, man, they in this gym. We don't have to beg. We don't have to do any of that, because those guys understand what VCU is.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly has transitioned onto the court for that that team this year and even last year as well. Even though the season didn't end the way you guys wanted, that was still a really good team last season as well. But Ahmad, again, congratulations, and certainly wishing you guys the best of luck on Thursday.
Appreciate you a lot, man. Go Rams.